You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is the Closing Market Report. It is the 19th day of August.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
On the phone line with us to take a look at the Monday trade in Chicago is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Oh, what a day it was in Chicago. Was it all driven by the weather forecast, by Chip Floor and Company out in the field doing their crop tour? What happened?
No, just a lot of different things, a lot of moving targets. It's a combination of all of the above, but weather forecast, and that actually started last week with the drought index. When you look at that map, it showed a little bigger area that was dry than what the trade was looking at initially. We had some rain around, but those areas were too wet earlier, and then they turned too dry. So, until we get a good soaker and through the central part, Iowa, Missouri, and through central Illinois in here, the trade wanted to put a little bit of weather premium back into the marketplace. As you mentioned, Chip, of course, out there, he does a great job on visual observations, and they said there's some good stuff in some areas, but, still looking for some good areas as they move along, and crops behind as much as 2 and 3 weeks in some areas there. And with the funds heavily short, the corn market, this type of fundamental spark news generated some buying paper to come into the marketplace. Commodity funds bought up to over 12,000 contracts of corn, about 11,000 contracts of beans. Good buyers of bean oil and meal, too, and 3,000 wheat. So just an outright broad-based buying frenzy that took place. A lot more urgency in the bean complex than anything. When you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, from last year to this year, the USDA WASDE numbers didn't build in a whole lot of big demand. So when you start talking about the potential, maybe a million less bean acres, maybe 1 to 2 bushels less on yield, and you do the math on that, all of a sudden, we're back down to some real tight numbers again. So that has been the catalyst in the bean market for the last week and a half here, Todd.
I suppose it's important to note that there is now a gap in the charts for the bean market, at least for the November contract. Not very big on both the weekly and the daily, I think half a cent on one and three quarters on the other. Nonetheless, it's there. Does it mean anything really to you at all?
Well, the old adage is whenever you like gap and go, the function of the market is try to go back and fill that gap. If it doesn't fill that gap, that supports the trend. Gaps will be filled. It's just a question when. Technicians can use this as a measuring gap if it holds together here, and that would support ideas that the market can move higher. Today's close in November, 13.03 1/4, suggests we'll go up and test the highs we made back here in late May, early June at 1333, so it's an acceleration market. We've virtually added just about $1.40 to the bean market from 2 weeks ago. But from a producer's point of view, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, when we're below that 1180 area, close to 1160, like I said, boy, if we ever get back to $13, I'd give anything to get back up here to sell. And here we are in just a matter of 1 week.
Yeah, so let's see. In that same week, we went we went from a low last week, 445 to what are we at? 485, so about 40 cents in corn. But we sure have jumped soybeans quite a bit more than that. We're at $11.83 on the low on Friday last week, and we're up with a top at $13.03. So we've jumped pretty substantially there. I don't think it's really that big a leap in the minds of traders. They were looking for soybeans to push higher pretty quickly. So the question really is, can soybeans, if they really need to, pull the corn along with it, or will corn fail at some point?
I think the beans will pull the corn. There's a lot of buying beans, selling corn on the spread, a lot of beans buying, selling wheat on the spread. But naturally, beans is going to pull corn with it for a while here. But when you do ratio and look at the value of beans compared to corn, they're getting a little overextended here. Upside targets in the D's corn futures, if you just look at the simple retracements back up to the June highs up there at that 573.5 area, 38% is going to be about 494. Halfway back up the high is going to be about 509. Then, you know, if we can have beans pull higher and get some more bullish news on the corn, this D's corn 62% Fibonacci retracement to the highs back there in June would be up to 524, almost 525. So I think as we get corn futures close to $5, you're probably going to struggle. Just the fact that supply-demand balance sheet at 1.8 is still plentiful supply, so we're going to have to lose, you know, some acres and see that yield drop a little bit more in order to push a whole lot above $5.
Is the trade expecting this afternoon's crop progress report to show a crop that's beginning to deteriorate?
Yes. Expectations are 1% to 2% drop in the good to excellent category. It'll be interesting and, see which state, has a bigger drop compared to the others. I think it's going to be real important, you know, to watch your main Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois, as those numbers are going to be very closely watched.
Okay. Anything else in the livestock for me?
Livestock just took the back seat here. Livestock guys felt good until this last week, just the fact that we were seeing ideas that we could be able to buy some feed needs here this fall at some lower levels. So the grain farmer loves the higher price, but livestock's a little concern here. The thing on the livestock continues to be in the beef sector. Even though we've got tight numbers, we're still looking at per capita consumption struggling in through here. So overall demand needs to pick up here in the U.S. for the beef sector to move much above this 130, 132 level.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very good. Take care.
I'm Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Monday afternoon.